Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and warm day in Tel Aviv, with similar weather in Jerusalem and Haifa. A perfect day to be outside. In Eilat, the sun is shining brightly, making for a pleasant afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, Iranian officials say U.S. attacks in the Gulf violate a ceasefire agreement. They warn of a decisive response if the U.S. returns to the Persian Gulf. Also, Ynet reports that Iran mocks U.S. pressure as fire continues near Hormuz. Washington awaits a serious response to its proposal to end the conflict. Also this hour, JNS reveals that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. They also destroyed 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah. Separately, from JTA, a judge rules DOJ's cuts to Jewish humanities grants were unconstitutional. She warns of the specter of antisemitism. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein wrote just minutes ago, urging a senator to read for answers on a related matter. Ynet Global posted earlier today that Iran's internal crisis may deepen as the war ends. Their leadership faces growing domestic challenges. Zachary Cohen of CNN retweeted that U.S. intelligence assesses Iran's new supreme leader is crucial in shaping the nation's war strategy. Questions about Khamenei's status add to the uncertainty. Let's go deeper. Iranian officials have called the recent U.S. attacks in the Gulf more than a light slap, according to the Jerusalem Post. They issued a warning against U.S. re-entry into the Persian Gulf, vowing a stronger response. This escalation raises tensions in a region already fraught with geopolitical complexities. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that Iran continues to mock U.S. efforts for a ceasefire as fires burn near Hormuz. Washington is waiting for Tehran's serious response to their proposal to end the ongoing conflict. This ongoing tension could delay any diplomatic solutions. Turning to the IDF's actions, JNS reports Israeli forces targeted Hamas infrastructure, destroying tunnels and eliminating a terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. This operation in Gaza signals Israel's continued efforts to dismantle Hamas networks. It highlights the ongoing volatility in the region. On a different note, a judge ruled DOJ's funding cuts to Jewish humanities as unconstitutional, according to JTA. The decision raises concerns about underlying anti-Semitic motives. This ruling could influence future funding for cultural programs. Finally, Axios shares that Trump has brokered a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move, while politically sensitive for Netanyahu, could pave the way for broader peace efforts involving Iran. It might ease regional tensions temporarily, offering a chance for diplomacy. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that Cisco is acquiring AI security startup Asterix for $400 million. The Israeli startup focuses on risks from non-human identities and AI agents. Separately, Globes informs us that Fortissimo has sold a 35% stake in Sugat for $430 million. This comes shortly after Sugat's IPO, valuing the company at NIS 1.2 billion. And finally, Walla Business reports a troubling incident where a security guard insulted an IDF widow at a Decathlon branch. This highlights ongoing societal tensions following recent conflicts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.